Steelers antagonist. Guy that's full of BS, full of crap. Nick Wright, Fox Sports 1, has said things this week like the Chiefs playing the Steelers is better than a bye. Andy Reid should bench, should rest Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce for this game. Nick, why not use your logic and just start Chad Henne then? Why even risk Patrick Mahomes in this one? Let's just do the whole full Monty. Let's get all the backups out there. Let's treat this like it's the third preseason game then, Nick.
Well, much like the third preseason game, I expect Mahomes to play about a half. Good to talk to you, Pony. Let's not be ridiculous. I mean, the Chiefs beat the Steelers already without Kelce and essentially without Hill. I think it was 36-3, but I think they're trying to give Big Ben the farewell he deserves, which is, you know, another Pittsburgh quarterback great, Dan Marino. We're trying to give him the full Dan Marino at 62-7. We might be able to do that without Hill and Kelce, but we'll need Mahomes for at least, you know, two and a half quarters for that. Here's the thing, man. You know I'm right. That's what's killing you. Who you got winning this
game? Well, let me ask you this question. If you're so confident, why didn't you make it your friggin' lock of the week? Why am I seeing a graphic that says I can't make it my lock of the week? So you're not that confident that a blowout's going to happen.
No. I do think that there's the potential. It was my second highest confidence. There's, you know.
Oh, okay.
The other Pennsylvania team, I am more confident they're going to lose.
So more confidence in Tom Brady than Patrick Mahomes.
It's nine. Listen, you'd understand this if you had ever in your life been a successful gambler. But there's a big difference between 9-13. Additionally, I think there is some backdoor cover, maybe potential if it's only, 24 going into the fourth. But here's what's interesting since you brought that up. I've heard no whining about my comments from the Eagles, from the city of Philadelphia. Yet the city of Pittsburgh, most notably this radio show and its followers, I mean, the spoiled sport complaining and whining, this is so disrespectful. I'm being disrespectful. I'm simply saying, Pony, the exact same things that, the greatest athlete in Pittsburgh history, Big Ben, say. Are you mad at him? Or have you convinced yourself that Big Ben's lying? Because he said they're 20-point dogs. He said they have no chance. Might as well go have some fun. So who are you mad at? The commentator who is echoing that, or the guy who's in the game who's waving the white flag? But God knows, you can't criticize Big Ben. He's no Matt Canada.
Well, you just called Patrick Mahomes a liar, and Andy Reid said the Steelers are playing like a number one seed. So, in fact, you're going against your quarterback and coach, right? So you're calling him a liar, too.
I'm comfortable doing that. I'm comfortable doing that because I call balls and strikes. I call it like I see it. I'm not Andrew Filippone who somehow, when the Steelers get their asses kicked, is going to find a way to blame Mike Tomlin for it as opposed to your quarterback should have retired.
So you've lost all confidence in Mike Tomlin then. Indirectly, you're saying Tomlin's not a very good coach if they're going to lose 62-7 or something like that to a bunch of Chiefs backups.
No, I don't feel that way at all. I think that this is such – I think if Mike Tomlin were coaching Holy Cross this weekend, they'd lose by even more, and it wouldn't be an indictment on him. Listen, this is – let me ask – can I ask you an honest question as you yip at me like an angry chihuahua? Honest question. What percent of Big Ben do you think was rooting for a tie in Chargers-Steelers?
0%. We have receipts. He was watching the game with his Christian rock friends, and he put on a Raiders helmet that was autographed by Sebastian Janikowski and Shane Leckler. He was so excited down the stretch for a win. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't think there's any – okay, then let me ask you this. Do you think there's any bit of Big Ben since then that is like, ooh, a tie would have been nice? Or why couldn't the Colts just have won to where he can go out semi on top as opposed to what's about to happen to him? And by the way, I do have one other question. Who's your pick this weekend?
Steelers cover.
Well, who's your pick to win?
Chiefs in a dogfight. A 60-minute slobber knocker.
The the biggest Steelers homer outside of the guy in Craig Riley's Twitter avatar can't even pick them to win the game. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about you saying that it's not even a game and that they're skipping ahead to the next team.
Chris, this is like being in college and listening to your roommate argue with his girlfriend.
Correct.
Who's who? Who's the girlfriend?
I think Pony in this case is the girlfriend here. You're our roommate, because I wouldn't have wanted to be Andrew's roommate.
Nick is projecting so hard right now. I remember hanging out with Nick on the north side of Pittsburgh before the Super Bowl, and I said to Nick, these tackles can't hold up against the Bucs. And he goes, you don't know what you're talking about. They don't miss Mitchell Schwartz. Andrew Wiley's going to be fine in this game. They're going to blow out the Bucs. They're going to have no problem. Brady's washed up, and everybody's afraid to say it but me. And what happened? A non-competitive game. Mahomes got Dan Marino in that game.
You know what? Everything Andrew is saying is true about that.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
True. But the end of that story was Andrew, unfortunately, costing himself and his lovely wife and his friends, maybe even his coworkers, thousands of dollars, because I assume he would have shared it, because I did offer Andrew a $10,000 wager, and he shied away. Because as is always the case, he talks big, and then deep down, oh, I'm still picking the Chiefs. Talks big, and then, oh, no, I wouldn't bet on this. No, 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 no. So listen, buddy, like, once again, I mean, we can do whatever you would like here, but the fact of the matter is this. Can I tell the audience? In fact, you know what? I'm not going to talk to the audience. I'm going to talk to Chris directly. Do you know where this venom, Chris, is really coming from? Can I tell you, as someone who's known Andrew for, 18 years at this point?
It only feels like that long, Nick.
No, I've known him for 18
years. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I've known him for 12 years. It feels like about 60 decades.
Here's where it comes from. Andrew, who fashions himself quite the wordsmith, is incredibly jealous that I came up with a phrase as catchy as better than a bye. Because he knows deep down that's a good one. And that when the Chiefs are rolling, is this a Nance Romo game?
No, it's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, so he's going to be titillated by the prospect of a tie the entire game, Nick. So he's not going to be rooting for your blowout.
Nick, I will tell you that you say you came up with better than a bye, and Andrew's a wordsmith, and he's jealous. In one of his commercial reads for a plumbing company, he did say a big old crap earlier today.
Actually, it was dump.
I'm sorry, a big old dump earlier today, so he does have that on you. Nick, what's the meanest thing that one of these Steelers fans that Andrew has influenced into believing the Steelers are going to win? What's the meanest thing or the most ridiculous thing about this game that has been said to you in response to what you've said?
Well, I think the most ridiculous thing that's been said is someone tried to argue that there was a better stay-in-your-car wash experience than Wetgo. I think that's just an outrage.
Agreed.
But aside from
Now we're getting somewhere.
Aside from that, I mean, I just had – here's the thing. No one will listen. Everyone is just meeting my honest, earnest take with sarcasm.
That's not true.
Like, they're doing exactly what Pony did.
No, that's not true.
Oh, I agree. Rest Mahomes, too. Okay, tell me what's
not true. We have an NFL, a former NFL player in this room with us right now, Doran Dickerson, who said 20 minutes before you came on, he would take Ben Roethlisberger in the fourth quarter over Patrick Mahomes. That is a real football player who said that, Nick. Take that.
Okay. I'm happy. Listen, I don't know. Is Doran still there? Can I
talk
here. To him?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Doran. How are you?
Good. How are you, Nick?
I'm good. Just remind the audience, because I know this is a show that I know it's cleared in Pittsburgh, but thanks to the Odyssey app, you can hear it not just nationwide but internationally. Remind the audience, how many games or years of your career did you spend playing with Mahomes? Because I've forgotten. Because I think it's zero. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how many with Ben?
Zero.
Zero. Zero with both players? Well, I've embarrassed myself then. I just assumed you were a Ben Roethlisberger apologist.
Take
so
that,
you just
Nick.
Don't know football. Wow. I just assumed it was misplaced loyalty as opposed to someone who
Come on, Doran. Get in there, Doran.
Didn't know what was happening. You'd rather have Ben Roethlisberger in the fourth quarter?
I think you'd rather have Nick Wright in this studio right now, actually.
Well, that's fine. Listen, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but as I said, I just call balls and strikes. I don't. Let me ask you this: Do you? Who do you think Tomlin would rather have? What do you think if in the fourth quarter they could trade quarterbacks, Tomlin's going to turn and say no to that?
Has Ben done it before? Like, has Ben won two Super Bowls? How many Super Bowls has Patrick Mahomes won?
Oh, now we're going here.
Listen, here's the deal, buddy.
I'm listening.
Bradshaw's won four. I wouldn't want him this weekend either. Like, what are we talking about? Like, the guy's cooked. He's done. You know everybody. Of course, Ian Pony turned on him 2 years ago.
Okay.
Andrew Filippone used to go to a couple of massages together, and Pony turned on him when Trump was still president. And now you got him over Mahomes.
All right, Nick. Here, I have a proposition for you.
Oh, here we go.
This
Nick.
Is this. You know,
pull your seatbelt on. Yeah,
you like the. You're running your mouth. You have all this credibility. You have a great show that I watch almost every single morning.
Wow.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Kansas City Chiefs, you have to wear a Pitt shirt on air.
Wait, why wouldn't it be a Steelers shirt?
Because he's a Syracuse guy.
Oh.
You have to wear a Pitt shirt on air that next day on your show.
That is a deal, with the exception of, I don't know if it can be the next day unless someone's going to overnight it to me. But yeah, that's a deal. Next week I'll wear a Pitt shirt. I'll wave a terrible towel.
Oh,
I'll do
wow.
all these. I'll do whatever you want. What is
Doran putting up in return here?
Doran doesn't have to put up anything. I insulted him and he's a nice guy, so I'll give him a free roll.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was a little embarrassed that I didn't know Doran's full career history, and so I lashed out, if I'm being honest, and I feel badly about that. So because of that, I'll give him a free roll. That's fine. I'll wear a Pitt Panther shirt. By the way, do you think you said you'd rather have you guys rather have Roethlisberger than
I'd hold on, game? Hold on, Nick. Don't besmirch me by throwing me into this
little Mueller's
stew.
The dissenting opinion, as per usual.
Yeah, the correct opinion, as per usual.
No, I don't. Listen, Mueller wants Baker, I would assume.
No, but he sucks, too. He sucks, too, brother. I got off that ship a long time ago.
Pony.
Yes, I'm here.
If you could sign up this moment for Kenny Pickett for the next four quarters, you'd do it, right?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. What? You guys are mad at me.
But how do you argue against the inarguable, which is the fourth quarter numbers for Ben are prolific this year.
Oh,
he has the second most touchdowns. His passer rating is almost 110. He had that great win. You watched it in Baltimore where he turned back the clock.
Yeah.
How do you speak? How do you argue against that? He is a fourth quarter machine.
No, you know what? I don't need to argue against it. Because the idea that this game is, by the way, one of those touchdowns, I do believe, one of those great fourth quarter efficient performances came a few weeks ago against the Chiefs when they're down 36-3.
Yep.
And I give him credit. I was a big Steelers fan this weekend because every 2-7 would not have been better than a bye, but this one is. So solid. Listen, Patrick Mahomes has never played wild card weekend. He's never suffered the indignity of not having the bye. And now, thanks to how awful your team is, he still won't have played wild card weekend, really. He'll get a nice little light workout in for a couple hours for a hand.
He'll get cardio in, Nick, which is important. You don't want to get rusty. Yeah. Do you want to know what Pony's wearing right now, Nick?
It's my lucky
show?
Troy jersey.
It's a Color Rush Polamalu jersey. He's so desperate to try to gin good vibes into existence that he's wearing it on a non-game day while planning to wear it again on Sunday.
Correct. You think you're exposing me with that?
Nick, hold
working.
On. Nick, hold on. Here's the funniest part. The jersey is 3-0 in games. Here are the three quarterbacks it has beaten. Mark Sanchez, 2010 AFC title game.
Yep.
Joe Flacco, the Immaculate Extension game, Christmas 2016, I believe.
And then I think
and then a random game Pony laid
Ryan
a ton of money on.
Fitzpatrick might be the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, no one's ever accused Pony of having good hygiene. That's first of all. They'll probably just wear it now through Sunday.
Possible.
And then it will be soaked in tears and, you know, light.
American oh, no. He's going in. Listen, he's going into this house money
stress
game.
Stress-free.
A tacit admission that he knows the Steelers are the vastly inferior team, Nick.
He says that. Here's the thing. He says that. But I listen, if you guys can't tell from me knowing about Chris's favorite team and Craig Riley's Twitter account, aside from, you know, me embarrassing myself about Doran's football history, I am a daily devout listener of this show, and, you know, I follow you guys on the socials. And Pony, during Steelers games, if I didn't know him better, I would just say he's going through a manic episode.
Did you see what he did during the Raiders game when a tie looked imminent? He had a midlife crisis in the 20-tweet span.
Great time.
Yeah. He turns on Tomlin. He wants Canada sent to Canada. He loves Ben. He hates Ben. He can't figure things out. This poor Deontay Johnson fella has really been the subject of, I think, some really harsh criticism.
His one North Star, though, is criticizing Devin Bush. You have to say he's very consistent in that regard.
Nick.
That is true.
Before we let you run, we need the official score prediction and the MVP of this game from you.
Well, I understand why you would think there would be an MVP, because for you, it is the end of the season. For the teams that matter, there's many more games to be played. So there is not a wild card weekend MVP. But if there were, you know what? I'm going to say the official score prediction. I'm going to be a little, you know, I'm not going to quite, I mean, it's going to sound like I'm contradicting myself. I'm going to say it's respectable. I think the score is going to be 45-9. And I think the MVP, the ultimate indignity, I think the only person on the Chiefs who, you know, would maybe not win a looks contest with Ben Roethlisberger, I think Dirty Dan Sorensen picks off Big Ben to send him into retirement. The worst player in the NFL on defense picks off the worst quarterback in the playoffs to really ice the game. That's what I say.
Nick Wright. Bye, Nick.
See ya. It's been a ton of fun. Doran, I apologize. Send me the Pitt jersey so I can throw it in the trash.
Oh, bye. Okay. Oh, God.